B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Chof Tes. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Shimon Hapakuli, Shimon, who was a cotton merchant, Hizdir Yud Ches Brachos, he arranged the 18 Brachos Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, in front of Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seida, in the order that they said, B'Yavne, they were in Yavne. Omar lehem Rabbi Gamliel lechachomim. Rabbi Gamliel asked the chachomim, "Klum yesh odom sheyedea lesakin birchas hatzidukim." Is there anyone here that knows how to institute and arrange for a bracha to be said against the tzidukim, the heretics, the koifrim, the minim? Omar Shmuel Akotin v'tikne. Shmuel Akotin, who was one of the chachomim of the generation, he made the text of the bracha that we know as v'lamalshinim or v'laminim. Everyone according to their nusach. Leshono acheres, the following year, shochecho, they forgot the exact nusach of this bracha, because there's proof in Gemaros and other places that the issa, the prohibition to write down the oral part of the Torah Shebal Peh, applies even to brachas. So this bracha was not written down, and it was just the shliach tzibur, those that were leading the tzibur in tefillah, they had to say this bracha, but the text actually got forgotten from the people. V'hishkif bo shtayim v'sholish shois. At one point, Shmuel HaKotan, he was the shliach tzibur, and he had forgotten the text, and he started saying the text of the bracha, and for 2 or 3 hours, he stood at the same place in Shemoneh Esrei during Chazaras HaShatz, contemplating how does the nusach of this bracha go. He didn't remember. They allowed him to be in that state of being a shliach tzibur, having got a little bit confused with the text of the bracha for 2 or 3 hours, and they did not take him away from being the shliach tzibur. The reason the Gemara uses the term he'elu, raise him up, is we've seen early on in the Masechta that the shliach tzibur used to daven in a lower place. Mima'amakim krosicho Hashem, I call out to you Hashem from the depths. So when taking a shliach tzibur away from his position, it would be raising him up from that place. Asks the Gemara, Amai lo he'eluhu, why did they not stop him from continuing to be the shliach tzibur? Va'omer v'yudo amarav, did Rav Yehuda Amarav not say, To'o b'chol abrochis kulon, if a shliach tzibur makes a mistake in any of the brochas in Shemoneh Esrei, ein malin oisoi, we don't stop him from carrying on being the shliach tzibur. B'birchas ha-tzidukin, however, a shliach tzibur that starts stuttering and starts hesitating during the bracha of the tzidukim, ma'ilinoi say, we stop him straight away. Why? Chashinon shemo minhu. We're afraid that maybe the shliach tzibur himself belongs to that camp, and therefore he did not want to curse those rishoyim, so he started stumbling over the bracha. And since we're afraid that he himself may be from those camps, we do not let him carry on being the shliach tzibur. So why here, when Shmuel HaKotan was stuttering and got stuck in this bracha, why did they not take him away? And in fear that maybe he had become a min, an apikairis. Says the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan is different. De'iu tikno. He was the one that first made this nusach bracha. And therefore, how can it be that he is one of those koifrim that the bracha is against? Asks the Gemara, V'neichesh dilma hodarbe. Maybe he changed his mind over the years, or over that year. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Gemiri, we have a tradition. Tova loy have a bisha. Somebody who is always good will not become bad. Asks the Gemara, V'loy? Is that so? V'oksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Ubeshuv tzaddik mitzidkosai, when a tzaddik turns away from his righteousness, voise ovel, and he becomes voosa ovel, and he starts being corrupt? Says the Gemara, that posuk, hahu rosha mi'ikoroi, is talking about somebody who was a rosha, and then he became a baal tshuva, a tzaddik, and then there's a fear that this tzaddik can turn away from his righteousness and go back to his old ways. Aval tzaddik mi'ikoroi, somebody like Shmuel HaKotan that was a tzaddik from the start, loy, we do not have to suspect that he became a rosha. Asks the Gemara, v'loy, Do we not suspect even a tzaddik meikara, somebody who's always a tzaddik, that maybe he'll turn away? Votnan, did we not learn in the Mishnah in Perek Beis of Maseches Avos, al taimin ba'atzmecha ad yomischa, do not trust yourself till the day you die, shehari Yochanan kohen gadol, that Yochanan kohen gadol shimesh b'kohuna, he served b'kohuna gadoila, he served as a kohen gadol shmeinim shana, 80 years. And nonetheless, Ula Basayif, after 80 years, Nase Tziduki, he became a Tziduki. So you see that even somebody who's supposedly a Tzaddik Meikara, and nonetheless he turned away. So why were we not afraid that maybe Shmuel HaKotan also turned away, and therefore he was hesitating when saying this bracha, and they should have stopped him continuing being the Shliach Tzibur? Omar Abaya, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. This Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was once that person called Yanai. He wasn't always such a tzaddik. The Gemara tells us that this Yanai, he killed the Chachomim. Yanai had not such a good history. He became a Baal Tshuva, and he became the Kohen Gadol. After 8 years, he went back to his bad ways. But Shmuel HaKotan, who was always a tzaddik, we're not afraid of that happening. Rava Omar. Rava says, Yanai Lachud, V'yeichanon l'chud. No, Yanai, that Rasha was Yanai. V'yeichanon, he was always a good person. And nonetheless, he became bad. So according to Rava, maybe we should tell Shmuel HaKotan to leave his position as a Shliach Tzibur. Like Yeichanon, who was always good and became a Rasha. Yanai Rasha miyikoroi, according to Rava, Yanai, he was that Rasha. V'yeichanon tzaddik miyikoroi. Yeichanon was always the tzaddik, and he was never a Rasha, and nonetheless he turned away. And says the Gemara, Honichel Abaya, according to Abaya, then it's true, we don't have proof that somebody who was always a tzaddik would leave those ways. Elol Rava, according to Rava, who says that Yochanan and Yanai were not the same people, and Yochanan was always the tzaddik, and yet he turned away. Kasha, it's a kasha, why did they allow Shmuel HaKotan to stay in that position? Omalach Rava, Rava answered, Tzaddik mikorei nami dilma hodarbe. It's true that even somebody who is always a tzaddik, there is a fear that he's going to turn away and become a rasha. Yehocha amai lo yoskuhu. Why did they not tell Shmuel HaKotan to leave his position as a shliach tzibur? Shani Shmuel HaKotan de'aschel bo. Shmuel HaKotan started saying the bracha. He didn't stumble and stop and stutter even before saying the bracha. He started the bracha. If he would have been one of them, he wouldn't have wanted to even start saying the bracha. Since he started the bracha, there's no risk that he's part of them. And now he stumbled. It's just because he forgot the exact text. And therefore, we'll give him his time to remember the text. Domer of Yudah Marav, V'itemi of Yudah Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo'ishanu elo shalei hischilba. Only a shliach tzibur that does not even start the bracha. And he starts as if making a mistake there, not knowing how to say, then we take him away from the Omud, from being a Shliach Tzibur. Avol Hischil Bo, if he did start the Bracha, then Goimra, we allow him, we wait till he's able to finish the Bracha. Continues the Gemara, we saw in Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, that the Gemara asked, immediately after the Mishnah, Hani Yud Ches Keneged Mi, the 18 brachas of our weekday Shemoneh Esrei, what do they correspond to? And we saw three different explanations in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is asking, Hani Sheva de Shabbata. We know that on Shabbos, there's 7 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, not 18. There's the first 3 brachas, like every Shemoneh Esrei. There's the last 3 brachas, like every Shemoneh Esrei. But instead of having 12 brachas in the middle, there's only 1 bracha in the middle. Keneged Mi, who do they correspond to? Omar Reb Chalafta ben Shaul, Keneged Shiva Koilis Shoma David al Hamaim. It says 7 times in that same Perek, Perek Chof Tes in Tehillim that we mentioned has 18 times Hashem's name in it. It has 7 times the word Koil, and those 7 Koilis are what correspond to the 7 brachas of the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara, Hani Tisha de Rosh Hashanah. We know on Rosh Hashanah, besides for the first 3 brachas and the last 3 brachas, there's 3 brachas in the middle. Those that we know as Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, altogether 9 brachas. Who do they correspond to? Keneged Mi, Omer Yitzchok Dmin Kartignin, Rabbi Yitzchok from the place of Kartignin, he said it's keneged tisha as koris she'omro Chano b'tfiloso. When Chano davened, when Shmuel was born, and she thanked Hashem, it says in that bracha 9 times Hashem's name. D'omar mar, b'roish Hashono nifkado soro rochil v'chano. Also Soro Imenu, also Rochel Imenu, and also Chano, they were remembered by Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and they were zeichet to have children. Continues the Gemara, Hani Esrim v'arbo de Tanisa. On some Tanisim, when there's a drought, and they would make a Tainis, a fast day, then they would say 24 brachas in the Shemayin Esra. Where, who do they correspond to? Where do they come from? Keneged me. Omer of Chelboi keneged chof dalud renonois. There were 24 different expressions of song. Sheomer Shlomo, that Shlomo Melech said, b'shor shehichnis oroin lebeis kodshei hakadoshim. When he first brought the oroin with the Sifrei Torah into the Kodesh Hakadoshim, then he expressed himself with 24 different expressions of song, and keneged those 24, we have 24 brachas on the day of Atinus. Why don't we say 24 every day, like Shlomo HaMelech? Amos Omrinu Shlomo. When did Shlomo say these 24? B'yoma derachma, on a day that needed much mercy. Ananami, we also b'yoma derachmi Omriluhu. On the fast days that we need a lot of mercy, that is when we say the 24 brachas, but not with every other Shemoneh Esrei on every other day. And the Gemara in Ma'at Katan, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, explains why Shlomo HaMelech needed mercy those days, because the doors were sealed shut and did not let him in with the Oroin into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They needed mercy to be able to get the Oroin in. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Me'en Shmoino Esri. We saw in the Mishnah that whereas Rabban Gamliel holds that a person has to say 18 full brachas with every Shmoino Esra, Rabbi Yeshua says that an abridged version of the 18 brachas suffices. Says the Gemara, Mai Me'en Shmoino Esra. This Me'en, this abridged version of Shmoino Esra that Rabbi Yeshua said is enough for tefillah, what is this? Rav Omar Me'en Kol Bracha U'Bracha. That indeed you say all 18 brachas, but each bracha is an abridged version. You only say the beginning and the end, leaving out the words in the middle. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says that this Me'en Yudches is actually a bracha known as Havineinu, which is a single bracha, which is an abridged version of all the 12 middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And it goes as follows. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, give us the understanding, Lodas Terachecha, to know your ways. Those are the opening words of this bracha, and they correspond to Atochoinin. And then Umoil es Levaveinu Leirosecha, and allow our hearts to come close to you and to your Yiras Shemayim. And this corresponds to the bracha of Hashiveinu. V'tislach lonu, and forgive us, this corresponds to the brach of slach lonu. Lihiyos ke'ulim, and after you forgive us, we will be worthy of redemption, this corresponds to the brach of re'ei nov onyenu. V'rechakeinu mimachiveinu, distance us from any pain, this corresponds to the brach of rafa'inu. V'dashneinu b'no'is artzecha, and fatten us with the pasture of your land, this corresponds to the brach of borecholeinu. Unafutseinu me'arba tikabit, and collect us from the four corners of the world, from the galus. This corresponds to the bracha of tikab shayfar. V'hatoyim al daitcha yishpatu, and those shayftim, those rulers, those dayonim that are making mistakes in their rulings, they should want to judge according to the emes of the Torah, which corresponds to the bracha of hashiva shayftenu. Val Horoshoim Tonif Yodecho, raise your hands against the Roshoim, this corresponds to the bracha of Vlamalshinim. V'yismichu tzadikim, the righteous should be joyous, this corresponds to the bracha of Ala Tzadikim. B'binyan Yirecho, they'll be happy with the building of Yerushalayim, ubetikunei cholecho, and the perfection of the Beis HaMikdash, this corresponds to the bracha of Vilushalayim Mircho. Ubetzmichas Keren Ledovid Avdecho, this is the flourishing of Mashiach ben David, which corresponds to the bracha of Es Tzemach David, Terem Nikro Atos Ane, and answer us even before we have to call out to you. This corresponds to the bracha of Shema Keilenu, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemia Tfilo. Blessed are you Hashem who hears Tfilois. This is a single bracha that is an abridged version of the content of all the 18 or the middle 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Layit alo Abaya. Abaya would condemn Aman Dematzli Havineinu. To somebody who resorts to an abridged version of the Tfilah instead of davening a full Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara, Omar Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel. Kol Hashono Kulo, the whole year, Mispalil Odom Havineinu. A person is allowed to daven Havineinu. Chutz mimoitzoi Shabbos umimoitzoi Yomim Toivim, but on Moitze Shabbos and Motze Yontov in Mayriv, one is not able to say Havineinu. Why? Mipnei shetzorich lo imahav dola b'chaynin hadas. We know that in the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei we have to add in Atochin Antonu, and since Atochin Antonu is not mentioned in Havineinu, therefore you cannot say Havineinu, you have to say a normal full Shemoneh Esrei. Maskif lo Rabbi Bar Shmuel, he asked the following question. V'neimra bracha revius b'fnei atzma. So you should say, before you say Havineinu, you should say the bracha of Atochin Antonu, of Avdolin, Shemoneh Esrei. Miloi tnan, did we not learn, Reb Akiva oimir omra bracha revius b'fnei atzma? According to Reb Akiva, we don't say what like we do, we add it into the bracha of Atochinin, we say Atochin Antonu. According to Reb Akiva, it was a bracha on its own right, the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So, did Reb Akiva not say that? Reb Eliezer oimir b'hidor, Reb Eliezer would say, they would say it in Moedim. But according to Reb Akiva, it's a bracha on its own right. So why can't you add it in before saying Havineinu? Says the Gemara, Otu kol hashono kulam miavdinon k'Reb Akiva. The whole year we paskin and we follow Reb Akiva. The hashtanami nevid, that now also we should follow Reb Akiva. We don't rule like Reb Akiva. We don't say an extra bracha. So here too, on Matzah Shabbos, we will not say an extra bracha, and you cannot say Havineinu. Kol hashono kulo maitam eloi avdinon k'Reb Akiva. Why don't we follow Reb Akiva the whole year on Matzah Shabbos? Tamnu sri tikkun, tish sri loy tikkun. Because the Chachomim, they instituted that we should say 18 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei and not 19. Hochanami, so too, regarding Havineinu. Sheva tikkun. They were mistaken that the Havineinu Tfilah is 7 brachas. The 3 brachas at the beginning, the 3 brachas at the end, and the 1 bracha of Havineinu in the middle. Tamni loy tikkun. They were not mistaken that there should be 8 brachas. Maskiv lo Marzutra. Marzutra asked, V'nichlo lo michlal Havineinu Hashem Elikeinu. Add it into the Havineinu Tfilah. After saying Havineinu Hashem Elikeinu, we should say Hamavdil who separates bin Kodesh Lechol, between the sacred and the secular. Add it into Havineinu. Kasha. It's a good question, and the Gemara does not tell us the answer why on Motzeh Shabbos we cannot add the Havdolah into the Havineinu Tfilah, and we have to daven a full Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rev Bivi Barabaya. Kol Hashono Kulo Mispalil Odom Havineinu. A whole year a person can say Havineinu. Chutz Mi Moisa Gishomim, besides for the winter. Mipnei Shetzorich Loimar She'ela BeBirchas Hashonim. Because in the bracha of Borech Oleinu, he must add V'sein Tal Umotor Levracha. And since the request for Tal Umotor, for dew and rain, is not mentioned explicitly in Havineinu, we cannot use the Havineinu Tfilah during the winter. Maskif lo Marzutra. Marzutra asked, V'nichle lo michlal V'dashneinu ben ois arzecho. Why don't we put it into the Tfilah of Havineinu, after saying the words V'dashneinu ben ois arzecho, and fatten us with the pastures of your land, we should add in V'sein tal umotor, and give us dew and rain. Says the Gemara, Osilit Rude. People will get confused if you have to start adding extra words into a fixed text. Yehochi havdola b'chaynin adas nami osilit rudi. If so, why before, when discussing why you cannot add in havdola into Havineinu, and we finished off with kashya, we don't have a good answer for that, why don't you answer? Because people will get confused. Omri, they answered, because hosom, in the case of havdola, kiven de asya b'tchilas tzloisa, it's right at the beginning of Havineinu tfila, the words right at the beginning, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, And even before saying the words L'Da'as Terachecha, it will add in Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Lo'im Mitrat, people will not get confused. And therefore, we don't know why we can't add it in, and therefore it stays a kasha. Hacha, however, in the case of the winter where we have to add in the Saint Alumotor, Kivan De'asya Be'emtat Tleisa, since it's in the middle of the brachas, Matrid, it will confuse a person, and therefore we cannot add it in, and therefore in the winter one cannot say Havineinu. Maskifla Ravashi. Ravashi asked, V'neimro b'shemia tefillah. Why can't you say V'sein talu motor right at the end of Havineinu with Shemia tefillah? Da'omer of Tanchum Omer Rav Asi, did Rav Tanchum not say in the name of Rav Asi, Ta'ov lo yihizkir gvuras kishomim, if somebody did not say Mashiv haruach b'tchias ameisim in the second bracha of Shemene Esra, machzirin oisoy, he has to start again the Shemene Esra. She'ilo, if somebody forgot to say v'sein talu motor in b'birchas hashonim in the bracha of Borich Oleinu, ein machzirin oisoy, we do not make him go back to the beginning of the tefillah, mipnei she'yochei lo'imro b'shemeya tefillah, because he can say it in Shemeya tefillah. V'havdole, if somebody forgets to say Atochin Antonu b'chinin ados in the fourth bracha of Shemene Esra, ein machzirin oisoy, we don't tell him to go back. Why? Mipnei she'yochei lo'imro ala kois. Because in any case, after Ma'ariv, he can say Avdolah with a Kois, and since he'll say Avdolah later, it doesn't matter, but the Eved, if he didn't say Avdolah in Shemoneh Esra. So why do we say here that in the winter you can't say Avineinu, because you can't say V'sein Talu Motor in the middle, say V'sein Talu Motor at the end of the Avineinu Brocha with a Shema Kileinu? Says the Gemara, Ta'oshani. The place of V'sein Talu Motor is not in Shema Kileinu, it's in the Brocha of Borich Oleinu. And therefore, in the winter, you cannot say Avineinu. The only if somebody made a mistake, then b'di'evid, we allow him to say the V'sein Talu Motor in Shema Kileinu, and he does not have to go back and say the Tefillah again. But it's not the place, and therefore, in Havineinu, they did not l'katchila put V'sein Talu Motor with Shema Kileinu at the end of the Havineinu Brocha. Continues the Gemara Gufa. Omer Tanchum Omer Rabasi. We just learnt as follows. Ta'ov lo yihizkir gvuras kishomim b'tchias ameisim, if somebody did not say Mashiv haruach in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esra, machzir noisoy. He has to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. She'elo b'birchas hashonim, if he didn't say v'sein talu motor in Borich Oleinu, ein machzir noisoy, we do not make him go back, like we saw, mipnei she'yochei lo'imro b'shemeya tefillah, because he can say it in Shemeya tefillah. If he didn't say Atochin Antonu in the fourth brach of Shemoneh Esra, in Machzir Noisei, we do not make him go back to the beginning of the Tefillah, mipnei sheyochei lo'imro ala kois, because he can say Avdolah on a kois of wine after Ma'ariv. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, we saw a brisa that says a different halacha. Ta'ov lo yihizkir gvuras kishomim b'tchias ameisim Machzir Noisei. As far as Mashiv haruach is concerned, the Braisa says the same as Rav Tanchum said in the name of Rav Asi. She'elo b'birchas hashonim, if he forgot to say V'sein talu motor in Baruch Oleinu, machzir noisei, we do make him go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, and this seems to contradict the halacha of Rav Tanchum in the name of Rav Asi, that we don't make him go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, because he can say V'sein talu motor in Shema Kileinu. And the Braisa carries on, Havdolah b'chinin ados, as far as Havdalah is concerned, it's the same as Rav Tanchum said in the name of Rav Asi. So we have a contradiction between what Rav Tanchum said regarding not saying the Saint Talumot in Borich Oleinu, that Rav Tanchum said in the name of Rav Asi that he does not have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra because you can say it in Shema Kileinu, and the Braisa says he does have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra. Says the Gemara Loi Kasha, I'll explain to you, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur. Somebody who's davening on his own, he has to go back to the beginning of tefillah if he does not say V'sein talu motor. But somebody who's davening together with a tzibur, a private person who is davening with a tzibur and he forgot to say V'sein talu motor in Borich Oleinu, he does not have to go back. Asks the Gemara, B'tzibur ma'itam eloi, why does he not have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra if he forgot V'sein Talu Motor? A private person, a yochid davening on his own, does have to go back. Mishum deshomo mishliach tzibur, because he's listening to the shliach tzibur saying Chazoras Hashatz, and the shliach tzibur is saying V'sein Talu Motor, so he was yaitza. Asked the Gemara, Ihocha hai mipnei sheyochel la'imra b'shemea tfila. Why does the Braisa give a reasoning that the reason you don't need to go back is because you can say it in Shema Keleinu? That's not the reasoning. Mipnei sheshemea mishliach tzibur miboyelei. It should say that the reason is because he's going to hear it in Chazaras Hashatz. Elo, says the Gemara, idi v'idi b'yochid. Both Rav Tanchum in the name of Rav Asi and the Braisa are referring to a yochid, not with a tzibur. If you're davening with a tzibur, you don't need to go back because you can hear it from the shliach tzibur. If you're davening in the home, on your own, sometimes you go back, sometimes not. What does it depend on? V'lo ikashya. Hod itkar koidim shemea tfilo. If you remember before Shemiah Tfilo, then indeed you can say the Saint Alumoto in Shemiah Tfilo. You don't need to daven Shemin Esra again. But if you remembered only after you finished the bracha of Shemiah Tfilo, then you can't say in Shemiah Tfilo. You haven't said the Saint Alumoto, and you have to daven the Shemin Esra again. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Ta'ov eloi hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. If somebody made a mistake and he did not mention Yale v'yavoy ba'avoida in the bracha of Ritzei, then the text in our Gemara is Chozer la'avoida, he goes back to Ritzei, but these two words are superfluous. Nizkar bo'ida, if he remembers when he's already in the next bracha of Moedim, Chozer la'avoida, he goes back to the bracha of Ritzei. B'sim shalim, if he remembers when he's in the next bracha, in the bracha of Sim Shalom, Chozer la'avoida, also he goes back to Ritzei. Im Saim, if he finished Sim Shalom, and which is intrinsically the end of Shmoneh Esra, after that it's just Tachanunim Elukai Netzor, Chozer l'Roish, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra, because he didn't say Yalev Yavi. Omar of Papa Breder of Achabar Ada, Hod Omron Saim, this that it says that once he's finished his Shmoneh Esra and he didn't say Yalev Yovoi, he has to go back and daven again. Chozer l'Roish, he has to daven from the beginning of Shmoneh Esra, Lo Omron Elosh Okar Raglov. It's only talking about if he's already taken the three steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esra. Avaloi Okar Raglov, even though he's finished Sim Shalom, he has not yet done Oise Shalom, he hasn't done three steps back, Chozer la'avoida, he can still go back to Ritzei with the Alev Yovah and does not need to say the whole Shmoneh Esra again. Omar Lei, Minolachaha. They asked Rav Papa, how do you know this? Omar Lei, Me'abu Mori Shoma, I heard it from my father, V'abu Mori Mirav, and he heard it from Rav, this halacha comes from Rav. Omar of Nachman Bayitzchak, Hod Omron Okar Raglov, this that it said that if you've already taken three steps back, Chozer l'Roish, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra in the event that he forgot the Alev Yavoi. Lo'i omron elo she'enoi rogi lo'imar tachanunim achar tfilosei. That's only if he's a type of person that does not add tachanunim, supplications, after doing three steps back. There were those that first did Oise Shalom, and then they said Elokai Netzair. Says, and somebody, Avol Rogi Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosei, somebody who's used to saying supplications, Elokai Netzair, or any other Tachanunim, after going three steps back, that means that going three steps back does not actually mark the absolute end of his Tfilah, and therefore, at that point, before he finishes the Tachanunim, Chozer la'avoida, he can go back to the bracha of Ritzei and say it with the Alev Yavoi, and he does not need to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esra. Ikad Omra, others have a different version. Omra of Nachman by Yitzchok. Hod Omron Kiloi Okar Raglov Chozer la'avoida. This that we said, that if he has not yet gone back three steps, he can still go back to Ritzei. Loi Omron Elo Sherogi Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosei. That's only true for somebody who is still going to say Tachanunim. And therefore, since he's not yet done Oise Shalom, he's not yet finished his tefillah. Avlim Einei Rogi Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosei. Somebody who is not often saying Tachanunim at the end of Shmoneh Esra, then that's called his finished Shmoneh Esra, even if he's not yet gone back three steps, and then Chozer l'Roish, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra, even if he's not yet been Okar Esraglov. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Ha'ose Tfilose Keva, somebody who davens his tefillah in a fixed way, then it's lacking in the amount of tachanunim of the tefillah. Ha'ose Tfilose Keva in Tfilose Tachanunim is lacking the attribute of supplication in his tefillah. Says the Gemara, my keva, what does it mean that you're davening in a fixed way? And that's a problem, that you're davening with a fixed way. Omer of Yaakov bar Idi, Omer of Oishia, the first of the four explanations, kol she tfilosoi doime olov kamasoi. If he feels that the tefillah is a burden for him, it's as if it's keva, it's like, I've got no choice, I just have to do this, then davening in such a way is not an appropriate way to daven. The Bir Halacha actually says that somebody who davens with keva, without tachanunim, it could even be ma'akov in his tefillah, rendering it as invalid. Rabbanon Omri, they give a second explanation. Kol mi she'eino oimro b'loshin tachanunim. Somebody who doesn't say the tefillah in a supplicatory manner. There's a way of davening tachanunim, a certain humility, a certain hachno. It's not, if you're saying it keva, as if this is the text and you're just going along with the lip service and saying the words, that's called keva and it's a blemish in the tefillah. Rabbi Rav Yosef de Omer Tarvayu, they offer a third explanation. Kol she'eino yochi lechadish badovar. If while davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can't find anything of your own to add, any unique tefillah, in your own words, asking for whatever you need, then that's called keva, you're just saying the fixed text, and that also shows that there's something a little bit lacking in tefillah. Omer Reb Zeira says, Ano yochilno lechadushe ba milsa, I was able to add from my own words, my own feelings and requests in tefillah, umistafina dilma matridna, but I was afraid that I would get confused, and therefore he didn't. Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, the Omer Tarvayu, they offered a fourth explanation. Kol she'ein mispalil im dimdume chama. Somebody who does not daven when the sun is red, which is just after Netzach Hamo in the morning, referring to Shachris, and just before Shkia, referring to Mincha. Domer Abchia bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, mitzvah lispalil im dimdume chama. There's a mitzvah to daven with the redness of the sun. Va'omer Abzeira, Micro, where do we see this in a pasuk? The pasuk says, Yira'ucha im shemesh, they will fear you with the rising of the sun, v'lifnei yareach, and before the moon, doir doirim, four generations. The Gemara continues, Layet alo b'marova in Eretz Yisrael, they would condemn aman d'matzlim d'mdume chamo, for somebody who's waiting to daven mincha just before shkia. Ma'itam dilma mitrafalei shaita, maybe some mishap will happen and it'll end off missing the zman of mincha altogether. So even though shachris, the ideal time is to daven with d'mdume chamo, which is netzach chamo, but mincha should not be pushed off till just before shkia. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua Oimir Hamahalech Bamokim Sakona. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua maintained that somebody who's going in a Mokim Sakona, a place of danger, and he cannot daven the Shmoneh Esrei, not the full Shmoneh Esrei, and not the Havineinu, Mispalel Tefillah Ktzara, he should just say a short tefillah, just so that he shouldn't get away with not davening Bechlal. V'chulu, etc. Bechol Parashas Ha'ibur, and the text of this tefillah went as follows. Hoisha Hashem is Amcha, Hashem save your people, as She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael, b'chol Parashas Ha'ibur, and whenever they are in Parashas Ha'ibur, you tzorcheim lefanecho, the needs should be in front of you, Baruch Ato Hashem, She'mea tefillah. That's the text of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my Parashas Ha'ibur, what's this Parashas Ha'ibur that's something to do with the word Ibur, that we're saying Hashem that even though they are in Parashas Ha'ibur, nonetheless their needs should be in front of you. Omer of Chizda, Rav Chizda offered one explanation, Omer Marukva, in the name of Marukva, Afilu b'shor she'atom ismale aleihem evra, even the time that you are filled with anger, ki'isha ubra, like a pregnant woman is full with a child inside, that's called Parashas Ha'ibur, that you are annoyed with them Evra also means anger, also means a pregnant woman. And nonetheless, you, kol tzorchem lefanecha, you should have their needs in front of you and meet their needs. Ike de Amra, Amar of Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, some say a different explanation in his name. Afilu b'shar shem oivrim al divrei Torah. The word parashas or ibur means when they are transgressing your mitzvahs, your Torah. Nonetheless, you, kol tzorchem lefanecha, their needs should be in front of you and you should meet all their needs. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Hamahaleich b'mokim gedudei chaya v'listim. When you're traveling in a place where there are dangerous animals or bandits along the way, and it's clear from the Gemara that this is not the same situation as Mahaleich b'mokim sakona. Mahaleich b'mokim sakona, Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah told us what tefillah we have to say, but going in a mokim of gedudei chaya v'listim, that needs a different tefillah. And the Mefarshim explain the difference between the two. But what do we do then? Mispalil tefillah ktsara, like we saw in the Mishnah that somebody who goes in a mokim sakona has to daven a short tefillah, so too somebody who is going in a mokim gedudei chaya v'listim should daven a short tefillah. However, the text is a different text. Ve'ezui tefillah ktsara, which short tefillah should we say when going to a place of gedudei chaya v'listim? Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Asei Ratzoincha Bashamay Mimal, do your will in the heavens. V'sein Nachas Ruach, and grant peace of mind L'Yerecho Mitachas, to those who fear you down here in this world. V'atoiv Beinecho Asei, and whatever's good in your eyes you should do. Boruch Ato Hashem, praise to you Hashem Shemea Tfilah, that listens to Tfilah. Rabbi Yeshua Oimir, Rabbi Yeshua says, and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah had one text for going in a mokim sakana, and here regarding gedudei chaya v'listim, Rabbi Shua has a different text. He should say as follows: Shema shav as amcha Yisrael, the groan, the crying of your people, Klal Yisrael, you should hear, should listen. Va'asei mehiru bakashosom, and speedily fulfill their requests. Boruch ato Hashem shemea tefillah, blessed are you Hashem that listens to the tefillahs. The Belozer Reb Tzodik Oimer, he says a slightly different text. Shema tzakas amcha Yisrael. You should hear the cry of Klal Yisrael. In contrast, Reb Yeshua, who spoke about the shava, Reb Belozer Reb Tzodik spoke about the tzaka. Va'asei mehiru bakashosam, and speedily fulfill their requests. Boruch ato Hashem shemea tefillah. Acherim Oimrim, a fourth text in the Gemara, Tzorchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim. The needs of Klal Yisrael are many, Vidatom Ktzora, and their minds are very limited. Yehirotin Milfanecha Hashem Elekeinu, it should be your will, Hashem, Shetitein Lechol Echot Ve'echot Kedei Paranasosoi, you should give each and every one of them their sustenance, Ulechol Gvio, Gvio, and every single body, Dei Machsoira, all their lacks should be filled, all their needs should be met. Boruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tefillah. Rav Huna said the halacha is that the text to say when going to a mokim gedudei chaya v'listim is this last nusach in the name of Achirim. And Yemir Tzashem, in the next shiur we're going to learn the next sugya, the sugya of Tfilas HaDerech.